Good morning. Welcome to the Forgotten Word. This is Bob Wise with Forgotten Word Ministries, and glad you could come back and make it with us today. We want to continue on today talking about following up with yesterday, how we started talking about Jonas Clark, who is a self-proclaimed prophet who is now teaching people how to become a prophet and how to hear more from the Holy Spirit and yada, yada, yada. You know, it's amazing. I was reading some things, articles on the internet from different places, and one of them had a, what was it? It was a series of articles from different people about different topics, and Jack Van Impe and some other people, and also Jonas Clark was on, had one of the articles, and he was talking about false prophets and false teachers and how to stay away from them. And it just struck me as, how hypocritical can you get? Here's a man who claims to be a prophet, but he's out teaching people how to be prophets instead of allowing God to do his own work. Nowhere in the Bible does it say there was anybody that ran around making a living teaching people how to become a prophet. Nowhere. And so, you know, it just amazed me as being pretty hypocritical. But also, then I looked at Jonas's website some more. And one of the things I noticed, he's got a thing called a Next Level Prophetic Mega E-Kit. PDF and MP3 format. Now, I don't know about anybody else, but it's just shameful. Doesn't it strike you as shameful that God is so incapable of working with a man or anybody else and having them be a prophet? If God wants another prophet to walk the face of this earth, God will call another prophet just like he did before. But these guys act like God is incapable of being able to do it, and now they have to do it for him. It's sickening. Talk about putting God in a box. Now, I hate it when people say, well, you put God in a box. No, this is the kind of garbage that puts God in a box. It's a box that's got a lock on it that they claim that they can, that, you know, God can't even do anything anymore. It's almost helpless without these guys, I guess. They're going to take dominion of the earth because God ain't capable. That's what amazes me, these guys that want to take dominion of the earth so they can get the earth ready for Jesus' return. What are they talking about? You think God's not capable of that if that's what the way God wanted it to be? But it's not what the Bible says. But these guys claim that they've been ordained to do it, and that's what they got to do. Well, so now he comes up with this next level. It's not just a prophetic deal. It's a next level, baby. Now, you know, we're talking, getting up here now. We're getting up to the top. It doesn't say top level, so there must be more to come. Hallelujah, right? You know, garbage heads, I tell you. Next level prophetic mega e-kit. Was $104. It's on sale, folks, for $84.99. Bargain at any way you look at it, I guess. But anyway, it goes on to say, here's your product description. Now, here's what kills me. They're not selling nothing, are they? No, but they got a product description, so it must be something. It's God's desire for his sons and daughters to clearly hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. Entering prophetic ministry belongs to you. Jesus sent the Holy Ghost, endowing you with spiritual power, enabling you to pray effectively, comforting, teaching, and gifting you to prophesy. Now that's, all of that's what they're saying. And then it says, during trying times, hearing the Holy Spirit seems difficult because there's many voices, distractions, and noise in the world. But discerning the voice of the Holy Spirit and entering prophetic ministry is not that hard. What you need, are you ready for this? What you need is someone to help you discover what already belongs to you. Now, I didn't say what you need is the Lord's continual guidance. No, you need someone to help you discover what already belongs to you. Who do you think that someone is? You think that someone's Jesus? You think that someone's the Holy Spirit? Do you think that someone's the great I am, God himself? No. No way. Nope. They can't handle it. What you need is, according to the advertisement for the product description, is Jonas Clark, publisher of The Voice magazine and founder of the Global Cause Network, has been involved in prophetic ministry for over 20 years. He has witnessed the good, the bad, and the ugly. As a seasoned, spirit-filled leader in the body of Christ, he can show you how to get started and enter prophetic ministry with proven steps and scriptural guidelines. Thousands, you ready for this statement? Thousands have already discovered how to enter prophetic ministry and hear from God. You can too. What do you think of that? Discover how others entered prophetic ministry who never thought they could. You will too. He's telling you like it is, ain't he? Tips for those that wanted to prophesy then did. You will too. How to get started. Hearing the voice of the Holy Spirit. Learn the three most significant purposes of personal prophecy. Understand how prophecy impacts every believer. Discover forgotten secrets for advancing in the prophetic. Activate three power gifts. What do you think of that? Three power gifts. Jonas got three power gifts here. I'm going to activate them for you. Three revelation gifts and three utterance gifts. Hallelujah. Man, I tell you what, this guy must be God himself. He's got all this stuff. He also says you learn the power of directive prophecy. Learn this about prophecy and never miss it. Master the 10 keys for judging prophecy. Examine the guidelines for prophecy during church service. Learn 7 ways prophets receive revelation and activate prophetic strategies that move you forward. Gain greater discernment and spiritual sensitivity. What do you think of that, huh? That's pretty cool, right? What a bunch of trash. What a bunch of trash. They're taking... I tell you, folks, sometimes it's just too much to bear. Sometimes it's just too much to bear to listen, to read what these people have done with the most holy God. Jesus and the Holy Spirit. The way they've taken them and turned them into a merchandise. They probably got a little bobblehead Jesus somewhere. If we look hard enough, you'd probably find one. It just makes me want to puke and cry. And just sometimes just makes me want to just go away. It really honestly does. Just makes me want to take my wife and my kids and just go away. And just get a little house on a river somewhere where nobody else is and just say, Lord, I can't deal with it no more. It's just, I'm not joking you. It's just sometimes just too much. These guys are crazy. These guys are literally crazy, and there's thousands of them out there. It's amazing. There's thousands of them out there. And back when I read this little part that said, thousands have already discovered how to enter prophetic ministry and hear from God, and you can too. I've said this before. If there's that many prophets running around in the United States like all these different people claim, I'm just going to throw a number out there. There must be at least 100,000 prophets running around. Gotta be. And I know that's probably not even close. But according to all these different people who teach people how to be prophets and these prophetic training schools and all these self-proclaimed prophets, you can find them on the internet, Facebook, everywhere you look. They're just in droves out there. If there's that many out there in the United States, how come this country is in such disgusting, demonic position that it's in? Huh? Tell me that. You mean to tell me that There's that many prophets of God walking around the United States and we're still doing what we're doing? Cut it out, people. Nobody really believes that, do you? Nobody truly believes that, do you? Oh, my. Unbelievable. Does anybody out there feel the same way I do? I'm not a lone voice crying out in the wilderness. I know I'm not. I hear from some of you, but let me hear from more of you. Let me hear how many people's out there. Let's hear from you folks. Let's hear what you think about all of this. Let's come up with some ideas on what you think we can do about some of this nonsense. Let's get together and work this out to where we can get some of these knuckle brain liars and cheaters and Satan loving demon controlled people out of the pulpits and off of the internet and out of these churches. Yeah, I know. You know what they do is it never ceases to amaze me. They go around the country and the world, and they do a lot of good things for kids and for poor people and everything, and that's wonderful. It really is wonderful. But then they get the big head when they get a little bit of popularity going and a little bit of more money coming in. The next thing you know, it's all about the dollars. Jonas Clark, in one of the articles I read that he wrote, he said that these money grabbers, you need to get away from them. Get away from them people. Well, and come to people like him, I guess. Thousands of people have taken this one class, this one course. At $80 a pop. Thousands of them have already done it. The man's making some bucks, ain't he? But he wants to sit there and complain about other preachers that are out there falsifying things and lying and being false preachers all for the money. And what's he claim? He ain't into it for the money? Everything the man's got on his website is about money. Everything on there is about money. God gave me a word. God give you a word and give it to the people. Give it to the people. You know why so many ministries can't make it nowadays? You know why? The truth, the bottom line truth is, the reason so many ministries are having so many problems is because their overhead's so stinking high, nobody can afford it. Nobody can afford it. They think they got to have all these humongous, huge buildings and million-dollar buildings and thousands of employees and everything else. They don't need all of that, but they think they do. They think they all got to wear cufflink shirts, $5,000 suits, $150 ties, $300 shoes, $500 shoes, $40 pairs of socks. They all got to drive brand new cars and have brand new jet airplanes. They all got to have everything that's the top of the line. Top of the line, baby. That's what they all say. Well, no, that's why they're having financial problems. They ain't got any problems they couldn't take care of if they just quit wasting the money that God sent to them. These crooks are taking godly people and deceiving them and taking money that God gave to these poor folks, and they're squandering it. And their overhead's so high that they can't make it. And that's why they're crying around about can't make it, to make it. Hey, let me tell you, we were supposed to get to the Jezebel spirit today. We didn't get to it. It's my fault. Tomorrow we're going to cover the Jezebel spirit. God bless you. See you in the morning. Jesus loves you. We pray these programs have been a blessing to you and they've taught you something. We feel that, we're trying hard to do what the Lord has led us to do. And we pray that and hope and pray that it has been accomplished in these programs. If you have any questions, any prayer requests, or would like to, comment on the programs or send any donations to the ministry, please write us at Forgotten Word Ministries, P.O. Box 315, Camp Point, Illinois, 62320. That's Camp Point, CAMPPOINT, two different words, Illinois, 62320. God bless you.